We are learning Maseches Nida Daf Lamed Amud Beis, but we're starting from the Mishnah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Talk to Mishnah. Apelas liyoyim mem. If Isha has a miscarriage 40 days after the baby is conceived, how does she know that? So Rashi says it means 40 days after she goes to the mikvah, she's miscarries something. In the chashash levlad, you don't have to worry about it. It's not a vlad. You don't have to worry about it in tumas 2 weeks. It's not a vlad. Liyoyim mem Aleph. If she miscarries after 41 days. Then teishav a zocha on a keva nida. She has to be chayshish. Maybe it was a zocha, maybe it was in a keva, and maybe it's not even a leida at all. So she's worried about nida also for all the dinim that's negaya that for a nida. Well, basically, it means there's no meitayar. Something that means you can't be keep any meitayar. That's the Tanakhama. Vishmol aimer. There's a difference between a zocha and a keva. How long? I guess the word is gestation period. How long it takes for it to become a vlad. Yoimem Aleph, if she miscarried after 41 days, Teshuv a Zachar v'Nida. She's a Safik, either it was a Zachar, so 1 week Tuma, and there's a Safik Nida. But there's no Safik in the Keva. Kitzur's not Tummy for sure 2 weeks. But Yoim Pei Aleph, after 81 days, Teshuv a Zachar v'Nida Nida. Then Yechoshesh v'Nida Keva. Why? She a Zachar Nigmar l'mem Aleph. A Zachar takes 41 days to become a fetus. V'Nida Keva l'Pei Aleph. The Keva takes 81 days. That's the Mechlekes. Tanakamar Vishmal, how long it takes for an akeva to become a vlad. It takes double amount of time. However, no, echabriya zachav, echabriya zakeva, zevazem amalaf. They both get created into the form of a zachav and a keva. It takes only 41 days to be called a leida. That's the machlaikas in our Mishnah. So, the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you taste of a zachav and a keva leida. The Gemara is going to ask, what's an akeva zachav? Once you have an akeva, you're tamei for 2 weeks. So, what's an akeva zachav? And anyway, you're not getting a meitayar because there's lanida. So what is negeya de zacha? Then where is kasha? Lama huska zacha. Ilame tuma. If you want to say that the tummy for a week, haktani de keva. You already tummy for 2 weeks, so it's bechlam asayimana. Ve'i. So it's you already have that. Ilame tayra. If you want to say it's shorter than meitayra, then you know it's zacha because you don't get long tayra of nekeva. You only have zacha, right? But here it says haktani nida. Here the suffix wasn't a vlad at all. So you know. Anyway, you're not getting any meitayar. So what's in a gay zacha? So the Gemara is a gay like this. Shem tira yoyim lama dalid, v'tachza v'tira yoyim mem, v'echa teim kukeles ad mem ches. Like this. She saw 34 days after the miscarriage, she saw dam. Now l'chumra, you know she saw dam one time, she's tummy 7 days, right? If it would be a real baby and she saw on 34th day, she would be imeitaya, it wouldn't be anything. But since we're not sure, so she's tummy 7 days. Now she saw again on the 40th day. She saw again. Right? She saw on the 40th day again, after the 40th day. So on the 41st first day. She saw on the 41st day, she saw again. Now what should be the halacha? So let's analyze this. If she was a regular nida on the 34th day, then she see on the 41st day, that's already yud alf yom and nida nida. Halacha is told me only 1 day. It's called shemeres yom connected yom. Only told me 1 day. So she's only talking 1 day. She'll go to mikvah 42 in the morning and she'll be mutter. But if the 34th day she saw on was really a meitayar, so then the 34th day didn't become a nida because she was a meitayar. So she sees on the 41st day, she's becoming nida now, and she's talking until the 48th day. Now if it would be only a chash nekeva, so then maman of shach, she would not be tame for 7 days on the 41st day. Why? Because if it was a baby, then both days are Yimeitaya. She's not Tame at all. And if it was never a baby, so then the 34th day of Shekim and Nida, the 41st day of Shemar Shem Kenegayim. But since we Chashiv a Zachar, so then it could be it was a Zachar. That means the 34th day was Yimeitaya. She never became a Nida. And now, on the 41st day is the first time she's becoming a Nida. So she's Tame 7 days. Only because of the Zachar. So because the Zachar is an Afkamina. We're reading inside again, it's 2 lines. Shem Tira Yoim Lama Dalid. The taxa, and she's again material on 41st day to tame kelas amachesh. She'll be tame until the 48th day because maybe she is a nida, maybe she's a nida, and it's only maybe she's a nida only because it's maybe a zachar. Because by zachar, the difference between 34 and 41st words is meitayar or not a meitayar. And the truth is, the guy in the keva you have his nafkamina also. You don't need it, but that's true. V'chein in the keva shem tiriyim ayin dalad. If she saw on the 74th day, and we're not, so on the 74th day, she has to be tummy 7 days, because we're not sure she had in the keva. But it's a gay of a tax of Tiriyam Payal. She's again on the 81st day, Temekalos ad pechat. So we Tommy told the 88th day, because maybe the 74th day was Yimei Tayar, and now it's starting Yimei Nida. Klar, everyone. Any questions? Okay, right. Rabbi Shmuel Lohimeh. Yomim Aleph Teisha Vezachav Nida. It says in our Mishnah that Rabbi Shmuel holds for Nekeva, the period it takes for to become a Vlad by Nekeva, it takes 80 days. Only on the 81st day does it become a Vlad. Mashenka Nezachav on the 41st day becomes a Vlad. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Lohimeh. Rabbi Shmuel just says it's a Makar for this. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Lohimeh. Tomei v'tir b'zochah v'tomei v'tir b'nekeva. You have, you made tumah, you made tahara by zochah. You may have made tumah v'tahara by nekeva. By zochah, it's 7 days you made tumah and 33 days you made tahara. How much is the total? 40. By nekeva, it's 2 weeks you made tumah and 66 you made tahara. What's the total? 80. That's the total. So tamei v'time v'zachar v'tamei t'yibar nekeva. Not t'yibar v'tar v'zachar. Yitzira v'yitzba. The yitzira of the vlad is the same amount of days he made tumah v'tayra. After t'yibar v'tir v'nekeva yitzira v'yitzba. The creation is the same amount of time as he made tumah. That's the Rabbi Shmuel Taina. Amar Loi Rabbi said ain la made him yitzira v'tumah. You don't learn that one from the other one. What did yitzira got to do with tumah? So that was the machlekes. Amar Loi Rabbi Shmuel. They told Rabbi Shmuel Ma'isa b'klipatra. Malchus Alexandrus. There was this woman, a queen called Cleopatra. She came from the Talmei HaMelech, and some say she was the wife of Alexander the Great. She nischaibu shifcheseh ha'ariga, the Malchus. Her shifches were chayiv, capital punishment. They were going to get killed. So she was not a nice lady. She started, she didn't do a bedika on them, you know. So she set them up with husbands. After 40 days, she cut them open. She cut them both open and she found an akeva. One had an akeva, one had a zachar, and they both were the exact same size. So she's proving, not like a Rishmal. After 41 days, it already has a form of a lavlad. Saib zachar, saib akeva. So as they told Rishmal, the story, they tested it. I'm bringing you raya from the Torah. You bring a raya from the shaitim, I raya from the Torah. My raya from the Torah. What was Rabbi Shmuel's raya from the Torah? Ilema, because he said this, hekesh. Timei v'tahara v'zachar. There's tumah v'tahara v'zachar, v'timei v'tahara v'nekeva. And we said that just like by a zachar, his yimei tumah v'tahara is 40 days, and that's the yimei yitzira, so v'nekeva is more. Hakam relay, they told him, ain't donim yitzira v'tumah, it's not a dimyan. So Shmuel said, no, the pasuk is like this. Amakra, I'll tell you what the pasuk is from the Torah. It says teled. It's extra words. It's been a keva teled. The Talmud Shuvah. We didn't say teled. We know we're talking about birthday. Why is the extra word teled? Ha'isla akas leida acheres ben a keva to teach us that it's extra days for it to form, and that's what it takes 81 days, and that's what Rabbi Shmuel says. I'm bringing a raya from the Torah. You bring a raya from Shaitim. Well, my raya from Shaitim. What does he mean? That's a raya from Shaitim. Emer. So he says, explain like this. Don't bring a raya from that experiment of the two shvachas, the two, you know, maids. Why? Eimar, nekeva kodem v'ibar avayim kamazacha. Maybe the story was that shivcho was mezana 40 days before. 40 days before. So she already had this baby in her 80 days. What's the raya? So what did Rabbanon say? We're doing a raya. Rabbanon, sama denafza shkinu. That before they started the experiment, they gave her some drink that it cleans out all the zera. If she had a baby, she would have miscarried. So they know right now, starting from now, the clock is ticking from now. Rabbi Shmuel, ikar gufo lemekavo sama. There are gufim that don't work. It doesn't work. You know, just like, you know, certain birth control doesn't work. It doesn't work by certain people. That's all. It won't work. So Rabbi Shmuel says, it's not a raya. It's still not a raya from the whole story.
I don't hold that it always works.
Well, yeah. It works. And at least, you know, there's a fester raya on that. So he holds the raya. There's another Lishna, there's a Lishna Achrina now. So the Gemara should say Lishna Achrina, that the story was different. Omo Lehem Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel brought a riot to himself in the story. Maisa b'klipatra Malchus Yvonis, shen schaivush chesea harigal Malchus, her maidservants were chayiv harigal Malchus, who bought kum a motzon, zocha la bomba, chan a keva payalef. They taka found, took taka extra days from the keva. They opened them up, the zachar, the one who had the zachar after 41 days and it was zachar, and the other one they opened up after 81 days and it was in a keva. And it was formed on the keva. So,
wasn't there when it was 41?
Oh, where's Ansakasha? So we're going to give a second. So Amar Loi, so Chama said, Invin Raimen HaShaitim. My time, or why is that called Shaitim? Hachdan Akeva, Ayaisu, Arbaram Yoimim, Vahada Abba. Maybe this, the one who had the Akeva waited 40 days before she had beer, before 40 days. Rabbi Shmuel held a Shomer Mesrinu. They gave her a Shomer. She was protected. She's not Mazana from when they started the experiment until after 80 days later. That's what Shmuel holds. Rabbanon, in and out of Chabas La Raiz. Don't bring a Raya. In a Shomer Gufaya Baal Leho. Maybe the Shomer himself was Baal Leho. So it's not a Raya. So Rabbi Shmuel holds it's a Raya. So Mara asks what Moshe just asked. So Dilma, Ikarinu Lahach. Then the cave of Abba Mechad have Meshtachah Kazacha. Maybe if you would have opened her up 41, it would have found the same size. On my baya b'simvinim shavim. After 81 days, the baby looked exactly the same like the Zacha after 41 days. So it couldn't be. For 41 days, did nothing. That couldn't be. So it was clear that it was a raya to Rabbi Shmuel. At the Akapanim, we see two stories that are opposite. The shav is a raya or not, but it's Mechlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. How long it takes for in a cave to get formed. It says at the end of the Mishnah that the Chum say that Bria Zacha and Bria Zakeva are the same thing, 41 days. The Tanakama is the same thing. What Chum adding on? You want to tell me that you know that who that Reisha is? You know who the Tanakama is? The Rabbanon. That's what you want to say. And Yochid Rabban Loch Karabiv, Pshita, it's Pashit. If there's a Stam Mishnah there that Rebbe, Reino HaKadosh, didn't give a name to it, obviously that's a Stam Mishnah. That's the Rabbana. So we're not. Ma'ot Tema Mustaver Time of Rabbi Shmuel. The Gusai Lekroi. Maybe you would think they go after you passing Rabbi Shmuel because he's more Mustaver. Kamas Lon. Rabbeinu Kosh repeated the Chacham and Ma'amer to teach us. No, even though Rabbi Shmuel is a pasuk, we're still passing like the Chacham. Dorish Rabson Lawyer. Lama Lamar Avlad Doim Mei Imay. What does Avlad look like in mother's stomach? In those days, they didn't have sonograms. So what does it look like in the mother's stomach? The pinkish Shemukupel looks like a folded up book. Umunach Yadav, it's like a, you know, like we know a baby's in a fetal position. Umunach Yadav Ashtay Stadav, his two hands are inside of his head. Shnei Atzilav Abeiz Akvaisav, both his elbows are over his knees. Abeiz Akava Abeiz Akvaisav, his two ankles are towards his back. Veroyshe Munach Loi Bein Birkav, his head is between his knees. Upiv Sosim, his mouth is closed, doesn't mean literally, it means he doesn't eat. Vetebura Pesuach, and his stomach's open, also doesn't mean literally, it means there's a pipe going into the stomach, that's how he gets fed. And he eats whatever his mother eats. If mother eats broccoli, he eats broccoli. He drinks whatever his mother drinks. He doesn't emit any waste. Because if he would emit waste, he would kill his mother. And Rashi says, because there's no way for it to come out. It would get stuck inside, and that would be a problem. The minute the baby comes out, niftach asosim, the closed opens up, which is his mouth, and his belly closes up. If not for that, he can't live. He would have a hole, and he wouldn't be able to eat, he would die right away. He has a little candle on his head when he's in the mother's stomach. And with that candle, you can see from one end of the world to another end of the world. It's in the Pasuk, it says in the pasuk he has this fire on his head and he can see very far with that. About the tama, don't be matama how a person can see so far, because we even have it these days a certain idea of this. He's sleeping here. He's in the middle of Spain by Gibraltar. He can see it there. How's he there? He's in New York. What's pshat? Because he can see from one world, one end of the world to other end of the world. Those are the best days of his life. Those 9 months in his mother's stomach. Shenemar, mi yitaneni ki yarchi kedem kimei elikayus reini. Who would give me, I want to go back to those good months. Ve'ezu yom shesh b'em yurachim. What are the days that are only, they're measured by months? Ve'em b'em shonim, not by years. Hava imer, elu yarchi leida. These are the days of the 9 months of pregnancy. U'malamdim oysay kol ha-tarikula. U'malamdim oysay kol ha-tarikula. And we teach him the whole entire Torah inside the mother's stomach. Shenema, Vayareini, Vayemeli, Yismach, Devari, Libcha, Shemor, Mitzvaysai. Bechaye. It says that I was taught, Vayareini, Vayemeli, the whole Torah. That says in the Pasuk. Yismach, Devari, Libcha, Shemor, Mitzvaysai, Bechaye. I learned all the Torah. And there's another Pasuk, Vayemar, Besoid, Eleka, Alai, Oli. It says in that Pasuk in Eiv, after the Pasuk of Yarchi Kedem, it says that Hashem taught me the Sai, taught me the Torah. My va'aymer, why do you need two psukim? So So Gemara, first pasuk that says Vayareini Vayomer was pasuk of Mishlei. Maybe it's a Navi. It's Shlomo HaMelech saying Hashem taught me Torah. It doesn't mean the mother's stomach. Chitim Navi who the Kama Tashemah, but soy the leka oli alahai, and that's in the mother's stomach where it says Hashem teaches you Torah. And yes, lachar, if goyim learn Torah in the mother's stomach, and if girls learn Torah, go look at your research it. I don't think the article spoke about this. V'kivan sheba la'ava oilam, and once he comes out after learning the Torah for 9 months, the malach gives him a bang on his mouth, and he forgets the entire Torah. Shenamel pesach chatas reivetz. By the Pesach coming out, chatas reivetz, that's where he loses all his Torah when he comes out of the mother's stomach. And what's the point of learning Torah? So they talk about, one of the reasons are that it should be easy for us. Now we're just trying to find something we lost. It's easier to do that than to learn it from scratch. And he doesn't leave the mother's womb. They make him swear that he's going to keep the kol Torah kulo. That everyone's about to me, that's Yom HaMisa, that everyone's going to recognize Hashem is Hu Elokim. Shenem lefanav yichru kol yard de'afar. Yard de'afar is lashon of people who are dead. Teshava kol lashon zeh yom ha'leida. That's when you swear, when the day you're born. Shenem ha'nekika pa'im v'arleiva v'ashol enosol shon afi lesh b'al mimra. We give a big bracha to someone who didn't swear falsely. And so Zog Rashi, it can't mean a regular shvuah. That's not such a big thing. You're never supposed to swear falsely. So it means someone who keeps the shvuah for when he was born. That means he's a tzaddik. What's the shvuah that we give him? We tell him, Tehi tzaddik v'alti rasha. Even the whole world tells you a tzaddik. Hei benech k'rasha. Consider yourself a rasha. Try to work on yourself more and more. V'havei idea, shakarish baruch hu tahar, umashtaras av tahirim. And all his helpers are tahirim. Mashar doesn't mean helpers because Hashem doesn't need helpers. Mashar means his servants are tahirim. When Hashem is anosam b'chal tahirah, and Hashem Hashem gave you his tar, and matam shamer b'tahirah mutav. If you keep your tar, your neshama pure like it is, mutav. I'm lav very neitlam b'chal. I'm gonna take it away from you. Tal ber vishmal mashal koyin shemashal chum la maritz. It's a mashal to a kohen that gave tshuva to Am Haaretz. Amalai im atam Hashem rabbi taira mutav. If you keep it tar good, on lav a rainy srufa vnach, I'm gonna burn it. Same thing with the neshama. If you don't keep it pure, I'm gonna burn it. Last gemara amar v'lozah my crow, another pasuk, another raya that you mashpiyam oisay b'yem alei that you give him a shvua the day he's born. It says may imi atagayzi from my mother's stomach, I swear. You swear. My master, the high goyzi lushna to shabuyu. How you know that lushan goyzi is lushan shvua? The chsiv goyzi nizrecha vashlichi. And nazir is a type of shvua, type of neder. You see, goyzi means a shvua.